This weekend in Chicago is Pokemon Go Fest 2018. Yes, people are still playing Pokemon Go, including me. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Interestingly, my other Ho-Oh is not very effective against this Ho-Oh.
Well, I wouldn't respect
that. I think my Latias, by the way, lasted about 2 seconds against that solar beam. That is me standing around with a group of friends trying to take down this big red bird of a Pokemon called a Ho-Oh in a group raid. Like a lot of people, I jumped on the Pokemon Go bandwagon in 2016, back when it was a super buzzy app where you wandered around catching Pokemon on your phone that seemed to appear in the real world thanks to augmented reality. Then I got bored and quit playing. But this spring, new social features pulled me back in, like playing as a team on a raid. And that made me wonder, who else is still playing Pokemon Go?
There's definitely a really large number of people who are still dedicated.
Allegra Frank follows Pokemon Go for the gaming news site Polygon. She says part of the game's sudden drop in audience was technical. It crashed a lot in the beginning, and Niantic had to fix major problems before it could even improve the game.
They really had to sort of win back some goodwill from the fan base. So over the last couple months, they've been really, really emphasizing developing out the social features. So most recently, we got a friends list as well as a trading feature. And that's one of the things that people have asked for since the beginning.
Pokemon Go developer Niantic doesn't really release numbers on usage, but the research firm Sensor Tower estimates the game has made about $1.8 billion in its two-year history. That means people are spending about $2 million a day on extra balls to catch Pokemon and other upgrades. But not everybody is willing to admit to the habit, like some of my friends from my raiding party that recent weekend.
Can I say my first, just my first name?
Absolutely.
Okay, my name is Sally.
Okay, Sally, tell us why we're all so vaguely ashamed to still be playing Pokemon.
Yes, that's something that we talk about amongst ourselves. Like, how much time are we investing in this game?
But for Sally and our other raiding pals, the social elements of the game keep them interested, and they're willing to pay.
I spend some money. I spend about probably...
We're not talking about that.
I probably spend about $20 a month. I just kept on playing when a lot of people kind of decided that they didn't want to play anymore.
At least one member of my raiding party, but not Sally, is going to Chicago this weekend for Pokemon Go Fest. Niantic wouldn't tell me how many people are expected, but the event is sold out. And the Chicago Sun-Times reported that all four major phone carriers have added portable cell towers to the city's Lincoln Park to make sure players don't have any technical problems. But I bet they're going to have a lot of fun, because the best part about Pokemon Go these days is all the other nerds.
I got a Sunday! Yay!
I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I listen to Marketplace in Arlington, Virginia. I think what I appreciate the most about Marketplace is their ability to take the economic news of the day, issues such as tariffs, rate hikes, and tax reform, cut through the political noise, and clearly and concisely explain not only how these issues affect our country and the rest of the world, but how they impact people like me. I hope you'll consider joining me as a Marketplace investor and donate today at marketplace.org to help make their work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.